it's a little different. It's, I'm not really sure in what way yet. It's a little younger, although Indigo Girls have a kind of a, such a big diversity that I can't really, it's just like little pieces of our crowd, because it's definitely not all Indigo fans. And then there's just new, I'm still building an audience is what it is. So I don't really know what it is, because it's small still. And some of them are Indigo fans, some of them are people that just listen to more like rock stuff, you know. And in the past it's felt like a, kind of a more, just like a younger, sort of a younger crowd, edgier maybe or something, I don't know. Well, I don't pay that much attention. Like, I write the song and I try not to, in that process, like, censor myself or have any kind of agenda. I'll go back when I'm editing, you know, and I think there's, I probably have a sense for myself of what is too dogmatic, you know, or too heavy-handed. But really, it's like, does it make the song suffer? You know, if the song suffers under the weight of something like that, then I usually try to change it. But if the song is still holding up, you know, to me, then I don't really worry about it. I just kind of write about what I know, and if I'm active and I'm engaged, it's going to come out, you know, in a way. I mean, I'm not so great at writing a really simple love song, you know, although that would be a good thing to do. It's just not something I'm that great at. I live in an area that's really rural and very conservative, but I think people can change. I think that you have to talk to people from where they're coming from, and you have to understand where they're coming from. So I think if you live in a place like an oasis, sort of in the middle of this more conservative area, it's good to have dialogue with people that don't agree with you and figure out why. And I mean, this is just my opinion, you know, and know where they're coming from and speak their language and try to have some kind of a commonality, you know, even though it seems impossible. And that's what, you know, there's people up in my area that have worked on issues around just reconciling gay people with straight people, you know. I mean, we're not even like, you know, we're just at the very beginnings of, like, in my area, of, like, what feminism is, you know, and what it means to be gay. And we're not even talking about gender issues, you know. And so we're just trying to get people to recognize humanity, you know. And I think that that's where you start, you know. Talk to somebody one-on-one who doesn't agree with you and see where they're coming from. And it's hard to hate somebody, like, right in their face, you know. It really is.